Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and welcome to Camp Breakdown. Our focus today, tight end. Seven of them on the roster right now, including a Pro Bowler in Martellus Bennett, who tore it up last season. A lot of receptions. He had 90 receptions, led all tight ends in that category, six touchdowns. And now his mind is clear and he's ready to go to work.
Well, you know, he did try to address some of the business part of football in the offseason, but that went by the wayside. And now he's out training camp, earning the position that he knows he owns. He is the number one tight end of this football team, not only of the production, but his ability to block, be on the line of scrimmage, and even stretch the defense a little bit by lining up at the wide receiver position. And I think that's a positive for Jay Cutler, because if you know you have a reliable weapon from the line of scrimmage to 7 to 10 yards off, you know you got that big target, and then insert the rest of the receivers. But again, like any aspect of the football team, the tight end's going to have to be a good online blocker. Yeah. Because that's where it's going to get things started. That's when you're going to get Matt Forte with a little momentum at the line of scrimmage to make big plays, get the defense to change their style, and then start hitting the receivers. But again, it's going to be impactful what Martellus Bennett can do for this offense early in the season and late in the season.
Well, he does feel that he'll be asked to do a lot more of that inline blocking like he did with the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants.
Right, and you're going to be facing a different style of defense every day in practice, so I think that's going to give Martellus Bennett a wider range. Yeah, you're going to be used to playing against the four-man line in practice every day last year. Now you're going to have a different style. You're going to be having stand-up guys in front of you, guys in a three-point stance, linebackers, and even some defensive backs. So when you need a wider variety from the tight end position, Martellus is a good starting point. But again, it's about depth. It's about contribution from two or three other tight ends on this team that will be important.
The plan is that this team will not likely carry a fullback. There isn't one officially on the roster right now. There's some H-back quality guys here that can play that position. So there are going to be a need for about four tight ends potentially, not to mention special teams work. So now it's pick your pleasure, because you got a whole bunch of different guys that can do the job. Let's start with Dante Rosario. His familiarity with John Fox certainly can't go unnoticed. Worked with him in Carolina, also in Denver, now here. And he was one of their core special teams players last year.
You know, there's certain guys that you always have an attachment to that you really want to see him take the next step. And not only their contribution in special teams blocking in the line of scrimmage, but some bigger pass completions downfield. Dante Rosario is that guy. He's been a tight end that's been around here long enough that if he can be a key contributor, and then you can open up with a one tight end H-back or a two tight end set, that gets you a wider variety of weapons on the field at one time for offensive coordinator Adam Gase. But then again, we're waiting for a guy like Dante Rosario to really mature and take that second step.
Bear Pascoe, a six-year veteran, comes aboard. When you think of him, you think of a big, rugged blocker. He's got the size, he's got the arm length, and he's got the experience doing that.
Right, the big cowboy.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And I think when you bring him here to the Chicago Bears, understanding that blocking is going to be a premium, I think that elevates his status, because you may not be looking for the 6'5 tight end to run downfield and challenge safeties, but if you have a guy that can take on a defensive end, an outside linebacker, even a inside defensive lineman that's moved over, that's where your true ability is going to show. And that's what the Bears need here. Again, that blocking component will be just as important as their pass-catching ability.
But the interesting thing about him in the NFC Championship game a few years ago with the Giants, caught his first NFL touchdown pass, had four catches in a Super Bowl when he filled in for an injured tight end. So he's shown he's capable of doing that as well. The other tight ends on the roster, Zach Miller and Blake Annan, familiar to the Bears from last season. Miller is always going to be interesting because he can stretch the seam and he can stretch the deep middle because of his speed. Injuries have really handcuffed his whole career.
Right. You know, that's a strange thing about Miller, is because he probably has the best hands of any of the tight ends on the field. But again, it's about being on the field, being available to be there for the next play. Unfortunately, he has some injuries that have derailed his career up until this point. But man, if you could get a healthy Zach Miller for a season, you're talking about another pass-catching component to the tight end. It could also
help
the offense.
And I root for guys like him.
Me too.
He's one of the nicest guys on the team, always a big smile on his face, loves the game of football. A couple of other guys, they brought in Chris Pantelli, a first-year player from the New York Jets. And then you've got Brian Vogler from Alabama, one of the top recruited tight ends in the nation when he came out of high school, was ranked 7th in the nation by some of the scouting services. Big, 6'7". I watched a YouTube video of a block he threw against Michigan. He got flagged for it, but it was a tremendous physical play. He's an interesting guy to watch, an undrafted rookie free agent.
He really is, because he's got size, 6'7 plus. He's got the experience of being in an extremely successful college program that the pressure is high. Your opponents are great every week because they want to knock you guys off the pedestal. So this will be one of the more interesting players to watch throughout training camp, because Vogler is going to get some late game reps, and they're going to be meaningful because, again, paying attention to the blocking is as important as what you do on your routes downfield.
Tight end coach Frank Smith has a lot to look at as the preseason rolls on. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition. Thanks for Tom Thayer's time. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this is Camp Breakdown.